An idealistic middle school teacher confronts a troubled faculty and alienated students in the film The Teacher's Lounge. If that description has you picturing a tale of uplift and inspiration, like, say, Stand and Deliver, our critic Bob Mondello says Germany's Oscar nominee for Best International Feature will surprise you.
Carla has the bright eyes and easy smile of a natural-born teacher. Her instinct is always to defend her students at a meeting, say, where other faculty members are trying to get two children to snitch on their classmates about a raft of petty thefts.
Du musst auch nicht darüber reden, wenn du nicht möchtest, Lukas.
You don't have to answer if you don't want to, she says. She's uncomfortable with unsupported assertions in class, too. When her students are looking at math questions, the important thing, she tells them, is that they don't just guess. A proof needs a derivation that builds up step by step. If only life were like that. Class is interrupted by teachers who ask all the boys to put their wallets on their desks.
Hallo, alle zusammen. Wir müssen den Unterricht jetzt mal.
It's voluntary, says one, and then that old saying, if you've nothing to hide, you've nothing to fear.
Aber wer nichts zu verbergen hat, der braucht sich auch keine Sorgen machen.
One boy who had nothing to hide, the son of Turkish immigrants, wouldn't you know, gets accused anyway, and his parents quickly demolish the quasi-racist alleged proof, which was definitely not derived step by step. That said, the thefts are still real, so Carla sets up a sting. She counts the cash in her wallet and then leaves it unattended in a coat pocket next to her laptop with its camera turned on. Returning after a bit, she looks at the video, sees what seems pretty foolproof evidence, and reports it, at which point things turn messy. The person accused denies everything. And that recording violates personal rights, not just the accused's, but the whole faculty's. Filmmaker Ilker Katak is just getting started. A school administration in a defensive crouch. A student newspaper expose that's pure gotcha journalism. These kids may not be attentive in class, but they're for sure listening to their elders. And that's the point. The teacher's lounge is almost hermetically sealed. The camera stays inside the school building for all but a few seconds. But the issues are broader, societal issues. Prejudice, surveillance, heavy-handed policing, a populace that's forever being reminded of its rights by a dictatorial authority that has the power to ignore those rights. Throw in the inherent unpredictability of 12-year-olds.
Oscar, hey!
And a nerve-jangling score, and you have the recipe for a provocative intellectual thriller and for chaos, whether inside or outside the teacher's lounge. I'm Bob Mondello.